things.
What do you call him?
Jolly Wag 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 Geo. That's one guy. He was known as that because he was up in the field every so often. Go Jolly Wag 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 Geo. But he was convinced like that was, this was enticing in the linnets and the finches, you know. But I suppose the bird catchers were kind of rare in a sense. But you had something that was very 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 popular then was the pigeon fanciers. Like the north side on a Sunday morning was an absolute magnificent sight. The colour, a Sunday morning was the morning where you show off your birds. Now they show off different type of birds, but these were the pigeons, and everybody after 10 o'clock mass on Sunday morning, open all the lofts and up they'd go, and there'd be massive colour in the sky over the north side, a magnificent sight. But we lived in Holly Hill, which is very, very near the Red City, as they called then. It was known as the Red City because of the red tiles that the corporation decided to put on the north side. We saw these fantastic load of magnificent coloured pigeons flying over every morning, doves of all stuff. So we got this idea, we want to start up on our own. So, are you okay? We headed down the quay at 5 o'clock in the morning with a bit of gut and a bit of meal, and we net the bankers. We'd loop the bankers.
The bankers?
Yeah, the bankers were the pigeons. The bankers were the pigeons that were below, the wild pigeons below on the quayside. Now, why they were called bankers, I don't know, but maybe because they were on the banks of the Lee, but they were known as the bankers. So we'd come back with a bag of bankers, and the bankers would be starved. Right, so we put a banker into the loft and we'd feed him, make him as comfortable as possible, hay in the old nest and everything for a couple of days. Then we'd open the door, and you might have six bankers and there, five might leave but one would stay, and eventually we'd build up a few bankers of our own. So then coming back to the Sunday morning, we'd watch, and a lot, all the years around Holly Hill would be lovely, beautifully covered in fields, rolled of grain, a lot of grain set, so the flocks would finally head over towards Holly Hill. So up we'd throw the bankers. And of course, in no time now, the bankers would join with the massive flock. So
they were initiated into the...
Yeah. So what would happen then, that my brother then had a certain feeding call for the bankers. So he'd wait till they would join the flock, and he'd give his feeding call. And like a shot, definitely as a bird, the crow would fly, or the pigeon would fly, the bankers would head back down to the loft. But very often they might pull 20 or 30 beautiful coloured pigeons, with racing pigeons, and they all into the loft after them, because all the entrances to the loft were standardised. So we'd lock them up, and we'd keep them overnight, and we'd leave them out the following day, and very often, the reason why we keep them overnight, very often they'd lay an egg or two, because we'd have all the nest boxes ready inside, and all, you know, and then we'd have the bankers hatching, we'd hatch out the eggs from the flock, and very often we'd get beautiful technicolour type pigeons. But I think eventually they caught on to what we were doing, and whilst we weren't really breaking any law, we were doing any harm to anyone, we came over one morning, the loft and all was stolen. We never ever saw it again.